Yo, what's going on, people, and welcome back to the Koppo Show, formerly known as the Koppo Podcast. I go by the name of Geordie George.
It's a glob.
Geordie George. I go by the name of Geordie George, and they also call me Don J overseas, and I'm joined here by my two young G's.
Oh, so we've gone back to that.
Yeah.
It's a shit show, really. I'm not your young G, but L's aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fionn, the one you'll come to see.
So, L's, who's older out of me and you?
You do this every time.
Who's older?
We're in the same academic year.
Yeah, but... But you're still my young G.
I'm not... You're not an OG, you're just get me. Fionn's older than us.
Have you ever got me
shop? Don't put your voice like that, but
Fionn's unked off.
You're unked.
No, I'm not.
Have you ever got me anything from the shop?
You've got me things. You just got me something from the shop. Thank you.
Alright. So how we been? Good Christmas?
I wouldn't say good, but it was. We done what we had to do.
And that was
depressing.
Just went and linked my dad. Just had a conversation.
It was just a link. Smoke some hash.
We don't smoke.
Smoking hash is mad.
We just linked up, had a little chat. It was nice because it's just me and him, innit?
I'm just feeling the vibes.
Yeah, it's just that kind of vibe still. What about you?
Yeah, I went to my mum's house. It was me and my family. I was there till about 9:30 and came back here, had a few games with some friends.
Okay. Else?
Yeah, I just had family around, to be fair. Yeah. Same. Food. Didn't cook this year, which was nice.
Did you do for the food then? Because I know you're supposed to cook. What my man?
I got food from Purse.
Oh, yeah, Purse.
Yeah, I went got some food from Purse. Yeah, it was good. I can't complain.
Okay. Cool.
Any presents?
I got a big JBL speaker.
The charge?
Yeah, they're
good, you know. You can connect with loads of different charges, you know.
Yeah, but it was like, it's an underhanded, like, comment, basically, where she's basically said to me, or like, my girl's basically said to me, oh, I'm fed up of you walking around with your phone playing music out loud.
So like what you've been doing, like you're on a bus?
Like you're on the back of a bus.
You need to grow up, Els. You're rolling around playing it off of your phone.
Yeah, no, and I'll put it up against, like, the bathroom.
What's up, extra?
Yeah, so it's a bit louder. But,
that's the old school thing, you know?
Yeah, she got me a speaker because she was fed up with it.
No, those charges are good, though. Like, anyone who's got the same one as you, you can connect up to 100 of them.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so when I used to have house parties with my brethren, we'll all bring their speakers and put one in every room. So it feels like it's a surround sound system.
Yeah, I didn't know that, you know.
It's good still.
What kind of parties were this?
You was there.
No.
He was there.
I've never bought no JBL speaker.
No, but you didn't.
I've never owned a JBL speaker.
You just come on vibes. You just bought the vibes.
Don't, not the at that party sounds nasty,
no,
man.
No.
JBL speaker in every room.
Yep. Trust me, you was there. You was there in the kitchen having a good time.
He's moving like his Ministry of Sounds. Like, he's just got bare different rooms going on.
Different genres. What about confessions? Are you lot got anything to confess?
Because
I do. I've got a confession.
Well, I went to a new boxing gym.
Oh.
Is that a confession, though?
No, so basically, the gym that we usually go to,
what we do for boxing
is normally just fitness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a bit of pads, a bit of like circuit work, just basically keeping fit. But this one's like, they train like fighters. Like,
okay.
Proper, like,
you're gone to another level.
Like proper amateur fighters. And it was a lot more intense. And then to finish off the session, we had to spar.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you.
I see him with Big Josh.
Yeah. I see Els fighting an ultra heavyweight.
Yeah, it's mad.
And the thing is, you cut the camera as they've touched
yeah,
us.
Yeah, but I need to see that footage.
Yeah.
To be fair, with sparring, regardless of like other gyms that I've gone to, we never actually put out the footage of people actually sparring because some people ain't comfortable with it and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like,
you not comfortable?
No, I swear to God, bro. If I wanted to put out, like, I put out the footage, like, I don't actually care.
All I saw was,
I saw, and then
the screen just closed.
But I asked him, I was like, how is he? He said, he hits like a double-decker bus.
But he looks powerful, though. I've seen him on the pads.
Wait,
and the pads are going boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a lot. I think it was 3 rounds we did sparring.
He might be like 3 times away, isn't it?
Probably.
He probably is, isn't he? Yeah, probably. He's probably like 3. You shouldn't be in the room.
I thought the trainer was joking when he said it, but he weren't joking.
So it's either the trainer doesn't like you
yeah.
to put you up against a super heavyweight, and you're probably what, like a welterweight? At best.
If that.
Like Mayweather.
I'm like 70 kg, so.
Yeah, that's Mayweather. Yeah. That's like Mayweather versus Tyson Fury.
Yeah,
that was a lot still.
Oh. But yeah, I got a confession. So imagine, for the first time in a while, I cried recently, yeah. I cried. It's pain, fam. I had like 2 tears rolled down my face.
Don't say fuck. Don't is fuck.
No, because you know.
Don't is man. Don't is in the background.
What, bust it up.
Bust it up. How are you looking at me?
No, but this is why men don't share.
No, why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me?
Blood cousin.
Yeah. That's when you know, man.
That's cousin.
Yeah. He knows why. But yeah, I cried for the first time in a while.
Why?
Basically, my brethren basically gave me some takeaway Christmas dinner. Yeah. So I didn't eat properly. Yeah. And it was like the middle of the day. And like, you know, when you've been looking forward to food for ages, I've warmed it up. I'm all listening to some music. I've put the food down on the side and I bounced it over with my hips and I just cried. And I was just like, these stupid hips, these hips. I was pissed. I'm so upset. When I say I was just there like, these stupid hips, and bunks it over.
And you cried? What, like with sound?
Not sound. It was one of those ones where like, I looked at it and I just looked up in there, I was like, and the tears just rolled down.
I don't think that's worth
it. But do you know what? And you know what's so mad? That's not worth crying for a man that doesn't go through any sort of menstrual cycle. You shouldn't be crying.
It's pain. It's pain.
And you know what, yeah? Like, when it comes to Christmas, yeah, you like to put yourself through your own poverty for no reason.
You actually do.
It's like you want people to feel sorry for you. Oh, my mum's gone away. Oh, I just linked my dad.
Why are you talking like that in that voice?
No, that's not how I speak.
No, but
you have multiple places to go to, yeah?
Every year.
Like, you got family, cousins, this, that, yeah? And you like to do the, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm going to wake up today on my own, by myself. I probably get no presents. Oh, my friend, he bought me a container of Christmas dinner. you have places 100%. To go. And do you know what's so magic?
100%, you got better places to go.
Like, you have family to go to, yeah? If you don't, like, want to go there, then you can come to one of our houses easily. We say every year.
I think you like the woe is me thing.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah.
I don't want depression. I don't want to impose.
No, you do.
I don't want to impose.
And then you're making yourself cry on top of that.
I was upset.
It was self-inflicted.
Bear in mind, some of the people that's at my house for Christmas, you've known them longer than other people that have been there. So like, people's girlfriends, boyfriend, like stuff like that, like, my family have known you for longer than a lot of the people that was in my house.
I'm not imposing myself.
It's not imposing people.
It's not imposing yourself.
That's how I feel.
If you go to your auntie's house for Christmas,
it's imposing.
Yeah, what is she going to say? Oh, Phil, get out.
No,
she's not going to say that.
Do you know what happened to me 2 years ago? I went to my auntie's house. I thought, all right, well, I'm going to go, like you lot are saying, just turn up, let her know you're going to go there. I've gone there. She's pretending to sleep.
Yeah, but...
No, but the thing is, she's not sleeping. She's doing this one.
No, but you told us... But that's not because of you, though.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's imposing.
No.
If your family's like this, she has multiple guests.
So, yeah.
Oh, I'm mad tired, you know? That's what she says.
That's not the whole story, though, is it?
Yeah, and she's not doing that because of you. So
I
let's just stop this Christmas poverty thing from this year.
Like, you've actually got friends and
family. But yeah. When I get a family, it will stop. Until then... This is me. I'm probably going to fly out next year, though, to be fair. I've decided that. I'm going to fly out. I'm going to go to...
Oh, you couldn't figure
it? He's got a vibrator on. It's gone off in his pocket.
I was thinking that can't be the camera.
He's got a vibrator in his pocket.
So,
I'm flying out next year, and you know, I've decided it.
Where? Yeah. Where are you going to go?
I'll go visit my mum in Jamaica. I don't have to pay for accommodation, just flat.
Yeah, well, you should have just...
That's not imposing.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's fine. Because she's invited me and it'll be my house.
Oh, okay.
So it's calm.
Yeah.
But yeah, you haven't gone to see her since she's gone out.
It's not been that long.
Yeah, no, but like, but like, you don't long. Really care, though.
I when do did she go? Huh? When did she go?
Last year.
So you haven't seen her yet. Last year.
Like, no, it was.
No, it wasn't.
How long was it been?
No,
so I can't.
No, it was like 3 years ago.
We weren't.
It definitely was like three years ago. No, we had
a send-off party for her years ago. What's a mistake that's followed you to this day?
Ooh, that's quite deep. A mistake?
Yeah.
Followed. I think a mistake that followed me up till recently was when I got a CCJ. I got a county court judgment.
Before I met Jax, how did you get a CCJ?
Parking ticket.
Didn't pay. That's irresponsible, wasn't
no,
it?
No, but it was when the man them used to say don't pay the private ones.
Who were the man them?
Yeah, specifically. Yeah.
Couple of man them used to say that.
Same name.
Yeah.
Couple of man them. Couple of man them. The thing Jordan. Is, I was young and I didn't understand people say don't pay private parking tickets.
Yeah.
You've heard that before. Have you not heard that?
Yeah. I have, but I haven't listened to it.
Yeah, but I did. And I got CCJ.
But who is the man then? So we can really realise how
I'm not
going to
shout out.
Yeah. Like, who is your advisor?
I'm not going to draw out the people.
Did you have to go to court?
No, I missed the court day.
So you wasn't taking it seriously from the beginning?
Do you know what it was? They were sending letters to my mum's address.
Yeah.
But I registered it to my mum's rental property because of the... insurance is cheaper.
Yeah.
So they're sending letters there, but there was no tenants in the house for a little while. So they're sending letters. I'm missing all of this stuff. When I've checked my credit file one time, they're like, oh yeah, you got a CCJ. And I was like, what does that even mean? 7 bills, but I satisfied it, but it stays on the credit file for like 6 years or something.
Yeah,
like
see? That. See, you're stupid.
No, I was.
Are you listening to my man?
Yeah, I was listening to the man.
I'll be honest as well, I've got a CCJ as well.
Oh, do you?
Oh, do you?
But you were dissing him just a second ago.
What's yours for then?
Parking ticket.
Serious?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't pay it?
Yeah, it was an accident.
So why?
I missed call everything.
Missing to the...
And then I checked my credit file one day. I said, yo, what's this?
So you had the same
and
thing as me.
Then I called up about it. I missed court and that.
You had the same thing as me.
Yeah. I'm still serving my time now.
Oh, you're still on there?
Yeah.
How long you got?
No, maybe like 2 years or something now.
Yeah, it's horrible though.
Yeah.
Mashes up your...
How do you get things out on credit though with a CCJ? Or you still can
buy just... You still can, but it's just a little high risk.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like when I first was renting my house, I had to have like a guarantor.
That's...
No, but it's not always, you don't always need that.
The places I have, they've always offered.
No, and like, to be fair, mine was only for like 320 or something like that. And then, and when I rented, they were like, oh, what's this?
Ooh,
and then I had to explain on the phone. It was just nonsense.
Nasty. No, that's jarring.
Yeah. Nasty, man.
Parking ticket.
It's always it's parking tickets, smash people up. Just pay them people. That's what I say to anyone. Anyone I get a little one, pay it straight away. I don't wait
around. I said, no, I'm on my phone.
What,
on when, the 14th day.
For the date, yeah, okay.
14th day, and then our thing.
What about you? Has there been anything that you have regretted?
I would have just saved money from birth.
Birth?
Yeah, because things are just mad expensive. If you really think about it, yeah.
It's true.
Just doing fuckery from...
But that's not... I don't think that's our fault, though. I feel like that's sometimes down to our parents, though.
What?
Installing that savings in your
kids. No, my mum told me to save, but I didn't care. You don't know.
Did your parent tell you to save? Be honest.
Yeah, my mum did, but bro, when you're on £4.40 an hour for you, when are you meant to save?
Yeah. £1.80.
Bro, you're on £4.40.
Yeah, it's true.
Trainers, bro, yeah. after size six, you're finished.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You can't even save.
After size six, trainers are like £150 now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't save that. £4.40.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
I was on a salary of £12,000 per annum. What's that gonna do?
I think that's the lowest you can declare, isn't it?
Because we was on that wage when we went Malia, right?
Yeah.
Was you? You lot was on Toys R Us money them times.
Yeah. So
no, you weren't.
No, yeah, I was. Yeah, because I was 18. So I might have been unemployed. I think.
You were unemployed.
Yeah, it was just after they sacked me.
I might have been.
And that holiday done a lot for me. I needed that trip.
So when I got robbed on the beach,
oh yeah,
when we got that, robbed. That's all I had.
But it may, but it still makes sense because I'm not gonna lie. When we lost all of our money, yeah, I mean, no, but we was both robbed. Me and Els was robbed together. Yeah, I think we spoke about it on the pod before.
Yeah.
I was irresponsible, so I gave all of my stuff to Els to keep in his pouch.
Passport, money.
Els has gone to the beach, dashed his bag on the floor, pickpockets have ran through it, plus his passport. And then Els has got back to the house now in the room. And then Els woke up in the middle of the night, because it's hot as well, it's hot.
Yeah, so,
there's no water. Els has woken up. But I'm doing what my auntie's doing, I'm doing that one there, watching Els. Els has crawled over to his pouch and he's gone, I'm broke. But with a parched voice, I'm so broke. I'm broke. So I'm laughing thinking, he's broke. No. Oh well, that's a shame. Then he's woken me up and said, oi, we have to get active. Someone's robbed us.
Then
I realised I was broke too.
And then the thing is, that's when he tried to beef my man.
Yeah,
and,
that was,
and
no,
he
that said, was a separate story.
And
man.
He said,
you're
a dickhead here, and you're a dickhead in ends.
Yeah, because he was filled with
brokenness.
That was
he was filled with Bobby.
It was a separate
incident.
It was powered by Bobby.
Yeah.
He remember, was it you that came in the room? Jordan came in the room and said, all right, my man's chatting you downstairs in the restaurant.
But Jordan's fucked though, because we was broke together. But he didn't contribute to our
No one,
He just was like, oh, so sorry.
No, but the thing is, no, he was the broke thing as well. I was broke as well. And I've just been relieved of my duties at Toys R Us.
Oh, so
at least you two had jobs or even student loan.
I didn't even have anything.
You had student loan. What did I have? Nothing.
But you had money though. Because me and Els between us for the rest of the trip had a bottle of peach snaps.
And we were sharing breakfast.
We were sharing breakfast, splitting beans.
No, but I didn't
splitting have money. Beans.
I had about £30.
No, you had more.
No,
going to that restaurant.
Where?
The sit down.
You was eating TGI's. Restaurant food.
TGI.
Me and Els was pissed. Do you know how much times you mum was like, oh, like, do you know how upsetting
we're going calf.
When you lot are saying, oh, we're going to get a meal. And me and Els were acting like we're tired.
Just
to save face.
No, but I was 18. I couldn't financially support two other 18 year olds.
You lot should have.
I couldn't do that.
You lot should have. They should have come together.
No, you lot should have come together.
You lot should have come together.
Or at least shared your meal.
Yeah, bruv. We was.
I would have shared my meal.
Look, yeah.
Wings.
Look,
a couple
look,
of wings.
Look, yeah. We're 18, yeah.
Nah, man.
Life has just started for us. Nah. Yeah. Those are life lessons. No. Financially supporting another 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Two 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, that's what we needed, man.
We was on a low budget.
Nah, man.
And the thing is, you lot should have been a bit more responsible.
Not 100%.
No, 100%. I'm not
going to the beach and frisbeeing your partner and going about your business. You're mental. Bro, that's insanity. Going to the beach.
I can't even say why I was frisbeeing.
Bro, you're going to the beach and frisbeeing off your pouch.
With all your money.
Bro, with all your belongings in it.
One day we might tell the full story.
Yeah, one
bro,
day.
Bro, like, you don't do that.
But
like,
not
you
today.
Bro, like, at 15, I wouldn't even do that. At 12, I wouldn't even do that.
Do you know what's mad as well, when I think back to that? When me and Els both realised that we was broke here, I can see how people think, let's get out of the mud. Because me and Els plotted, we're going to go on the strip and start robbing people. We was like, right. I was like, Els, I'm going to tackle him.
No, leave it.
It's even nonsense.
No. Don't leave.
So yeah, I was like, Els, I'm going to tackle him. And Els, we're just going to rob man on the... Remember we were saying we're going to rob man on the strip?
Yeah.
But that's because we were so broke, we literally knew this is our last chance for any bit of money because no one's going to help us, man.
See? And that's the thing, yeah? You would have been remanded in custody.
In Greek, is it Greek? Yeah.
That trip, when I think back to that trip, there was so much L's on that trip.
Mm.
There was so much things that went wrong that trip. Man was in hospital, crashed the ped.
Crashed the moped.
Fights was happening.
Yeah, fell off a cliff.
Fell off a cliff. Robbed.
Hid from police.
Couple people.
Javan.
Yeah, Javan. Yeah, it's mad.
I think they ran and then they caught a rock and yeah.
and then slipped off the cliff.
The police came looking for them because they didn't pay for the hospital bill.
And it's so mad, yeah? Bro, I can't lie, yeah? I've been smart and sensible from young.
You?
I remember, you were all linked up,
yeah?
On that morning, and you had a nice team meeting, and you said, right, do you know what?
I didn't go.
I'm gonna go to the cliff today and jump off.
I didn't go cliff.
Into the ocean. No, we didn't go. That's how us all started talking. We didn't go. We didn't go cliff jumping.
What am I going to jump off a cliff for?
Yeah, we didn't go. Still,
that was mental. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you lot go.
All of them got hurt.
Bruv, they all got hurt. My man came back, his toe was finished.
Yeah, everyone was. Look, we didn't go.
What am I going to go cliff for? It don't make no sense.
Yeah,
but. Cue the music. And we're back. Ear to the streets news. A shoplifter is arrested for attempted murder.
January, February.
Oh.
Whoa! Oh shit! Oh my days!
But he was shoplifting and decided to pull out a gun. I shouldn't laugh, but he can't be well. Well, that's not normal behaviour.
Oh, that's insanity.
I can't believe what I've just seen.
That can't be normal behaviour.
He just whipped out a mash like that.
But he's just been arrested for shoplifting. Just shoplifting.
So where was that, in the police station?
I'm not sure, but from the looks of it, that just looks like...
Like in the back of the shops?
Yeah, like the back of the shops, basically. Because I think someone that actually just works there, like this guy here.
That's crazy.
Like he just decided to pull out his gun.
Yeah, that's mad, bruv.
And I don't know if it jammed or something, but maybe like a maniac.
Yeah, he's obviously got some sort of issues.
Woman who used dating apps to lure and rob men into hotel room sentenced to 9 years.
See, and this is why you don't go and have sex abroad.
Is that necessarily sex abroad, though? That might just be in that country. Was it in America?
I think this is here.
UK?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, forgive me.
Yeah.
That's the UK?
Yeah.
Oh, rah. What ends are they from?
It says jury's in Birmingham.
Birmingham, girl.
Yeah. Birmingham. All right. On this panel here, who do you think is most likely to get set up by a woman in a hotel?
I don't know, man. I think we're all smart enough.
Well, I think we've just said...
We're all smart enough.
Well, not really, you know. One of us goes to the beach and frisbees off his pouch. Yeah. The other one's powered by poverty.
I think that they're quite dangerous, these girls, though.
Yeah.
Using, what's it like, on Hinge and that? Setting them up.
I said the name of the app. Badu, I've never even heard of.
What's Badu?
Never heard of the app.
Must be a Birmingham one.
Yeah, it must be some sort of Birmingham app. But, yeah.
That's crazy, still.
Yeah, they're locked up. Oh, what's going on there?
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I was going to mention the Anthony Joshua thing as well, to be fair.
Yeah, that's Pete, man.
My condolences to...
Very sad.
I want to see how it affects him.
Probably a lot, especially because they filmed his friends on the floor.
Yeah.
Which I think is like...
I heard about that. Yeah, well, like the head was like decapitated or something like that.
Not from us, but there's a lot of blood. Like a lot of blood. But it's just like, why do people film dead people? Like, I've never understood it. Like, yeah, I understand that like, car online, crashes like, and fights and stuff like that, but filming like a dead body on the floor to me has never been okay or made sense. Because the same way I just came across it on Twitter.
Was it Twitter? Because I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it.
I was just on Twitter scrolling. I didn't know. Like,
and then you just saw...
I've just seen Anthony Joshua getting out of a car.
Yeah.
I think, right, what's this? Like, of course you're going to watch it, innit? And then like they panned to his friends on the floor. I thought, this is mad. Condolences.
Rest in peace to them guys, man. Yeah. Definitely a sad state of affairs, that one there, man.
Yeah.
No one knows. And you take things for granted in terms of like getting to A to B. So just be able to get to one place to another is a blessing, man. So rest in peace to those guys still.
Yeah, I've been here to the streets news. We'll catch you again next week.
So yeah, obviously, because this is our ep for New Year's, that's our first ep of the year. Just saying we're going to talk about what our plans and goals are, really, and what we want to achieve this year, to kind of wrap things up for today.
I really want to get my life together.
This year?
Yeah.
What is it that you want to get together? I didn't realise that it was still powered by poverty.
Yeah, man. If I'm honest.
So what are you going to do to get your life together?
I just think I just want more money.
I think we all do.
I think that just solves 85% of my problems.
I think for everyone.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to start to be a bit more selfish, I think.
This year?
Yeah.
In what way, though?
I think I would have more money if I was more selfish.
What? When you say selfish, do you mean like not giving? Do you give a lot of money away?
Are you tricking?
No, like...
Are you a boops?
No, but like I'm...
Gala just boopsing off Jordan.
Not even on a generosity one, but I feel like I put a lot of things that I may not benefit from and other people will first, and that may cost me in the long run.
Financially?
Yeah, so now I'm just going to be a bit more selfish and just...
I think I get what you mean.
Yeah, just make like some better decisions. That's more for me. Because everyone else does it.
Yeah, people don't really care.
We don't really care.
The story you put up here, I clocked that's a prime example of people only out for themselves. When he put on his snap, I need to go shopping. I've got £1,000 voucher. All you have to do is take me to shopping and bring me back and we can split it. I'm sure you got...
I got loads of messages. Mm.
His second snap was, actually, guys, I needed a lift to Heathrow. Now that I know you're all free,
who's going to
take it? I bet nobody wanted to take it.
No one. Everyone's laughing, saying, good one.
Everyone's out for themselves. Yeah, anything, yeah. But trust no one's me. Really trying to help.
No one ain't trying to help.
Yeah, no,
trust
I,
me.
I hear that still. Because I had that mentality this year where I said, I'm switching up. I'm doing things for me. I think, last year. But this year, my plan, again, is to find many different loopholes or methods to make money. Like, I'm not just relying on...
Your one salary.
Salary. Mm. I've got a little side hustle with, like, the car rental thing, but I want to start doing other things. Like, I'm going to start looking into, like, investments. Like, I was seeing something about, like, some ISA thing. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start properly understanding it.
Because I think
that's the only way to make money. I feel like if you rely on just that one sole income, you're done.
And that affects bare stuff like the clothes you wear, the car you want to drive.
Trim.
It's true. Yeah, like loads of stuff.
And like I've just said to myself, like I need to get different avenues of money. And I said I'm going to make sure I put that in place because once you do have money, like you said, everything else becomes a little bit more easier.
Yeah.
Everything though.
Yeah.
Not to say money.
You still have problems.
Yeah.
I'm not saying money's the answer. Yeah. But if you've got a lot of money, things can get managed.
Mm.
So I think that's what I'm on this year still. Getting my money up to a really good place and just focusing and being disciplined. I think discipline is a big thing I think everyone needs to practice.
Yeah. Like to be fair, last year, what I'd done quite well was that like I didn't go out much, but I travelled a lot, so I'll probably do that again this year.
Mm.
Like travel more, but just stay home.
Just continue more, the world tour.
Yeah.
Just continue the world tour. Finish. You're only halfway through.
Yeah.
Just continue the world tour.
But tell us what you guys' New Year's resolutions are as well. You know, and if you agree with us, you know, in terms of more money or being a bit more selfish as well. You know, tell us what your experiences from 2025 has been, and what your goals are for 2026.
Yeah, man. Ah, as well as, yeah, a lot of people didn't realise, but we do have 2 new episodes out with In My Opinion podcast, but it doesn't pop up on our YouTube. You just have to type in My Opinion, and then you'll see our 2 episodes with them, just in case all the people that was dissing us.
Yeah. And it's a Christmas special, like, and it's very good. Like, it's a very good collab.
Can we put the link in the description?
Yeah, we can put the link in the description
for them to watch.
It's like 3 hours worth of content.
So we have been consistent, you know, we're still here, you know. Even today was a madness.
Yeah, like, you know what's going on behind the scenes. Right But we got it done.
But that's us. Yes, people. This has been the Coppo Show. Have a happy new year. I hope you all had a very good Christmas. I've been Geordie George.
LZ, AK Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fionn, the one you'll come to see.
Until next time, people. Peace.
Peace, best boss.
All right.
Yeah. Wrapped up.